Allison Curtis with you, exactly 11:26. It is Weekend Breakfast today, FM. And we're going to be talking about Sunday roasts, the best ones, where you get them in the country in a moment. But first, happy birthday to Robin. She is 2 today and she loves listening to the show. Robin, thank you so much. Allison, please, please, please give us a mention as well. We're listening from the UK with my daughters, Amelia and Alyssa. We love Today FM. We have happy memories of driving around beautiful Ireland listening to the shows. Oh my God. Mark in Spalding in Lincolnshire. Thank you so much. Lovely photograph of you with your gorgeous daughters, Mark. And thank you so much, Amelia and Alyssa, for listening to us on Today FM. Now, this caught my attention yesterday. 19 best spots for a Sunday roast in the Independent Saturday magazine. And we've asked Ali Dunworth, who put the piece together, to join us this morning on the show to discuss further. Ali, how are you?
Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Great. Our big thing we want to know is, what was the criteria you were looking for including these spots in your 19 best of list?
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I'm always trying to do a big spread across the country. But I suppose the main thing was not to have, like, there's great carveries, but I was looking for places where you'd go and, like, sit down and get served. And, you know, it kind of feels like a bit of a day out. I love a carvery, but sometimes the queuing and, you know, it's a bit more work than sitting down.
I just don't like my food getting cold, Ali. That's my problem with the carvery. By the time you get to the table, no.
No, I love carvery, but this was very much like, you know, the Sunday roast where you either go with the papers or you might go for like a family or friend catch up or something like that. And then obviously the food. Like, I think I wanted places that had, you know, the classic roast beef, roast chicken, and increasingly places that do a really good veggie option as well.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so 19 spots are mentioned in this article. And I just want to do a very special shout out for a place that is close to our hearts, the Lifeboat Inn, Cormacsherry in County Cork. It was one of my favourite shows of all my years on air. We broadcast from there. It will be 2 summers ago this summer, which is incredible. And the guys are amazing. So I'm not surprised they made a list. But Ali, talk me through Mikey Ryan's Bar and Kitchen in Cashel.
I will give a shout out to the Lifeboat when you were saying criteria, because place anywhere that specifically sources from one farm catches my eye, and they go from one specific farm in Roscarbery, which is brilliant. Mikey Ryan's in Cashel is just beautiful. I don't know if you've been there, and it's the pub that's in front of Cashel Palace.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, it's an old, like, few hundred years old pub that they've sort of redone, and up front it's this cozy little bar, so you can have a, you know, have a drink or something there beforehand or afterwards. And out the back there's a bigger area, kind of bright conservatory, so if there's a gang of you, it's really nice. But it's a place that I feel I just like spending time in, and the food is always good. They always mention suppliers on the menu, which is a big bonus for me.
I really like that too, Ali, when they mention local producers as well.
Yeah.
Some place that I haven't been but I'd like to try now after reading about you writing it in the paper yesterday is in Rath Coffee in County Kildare.
Yeah, so that's, I'm from Maynooth, so that's down the road from where my parents are. So I discovered it sort of last summer. Again, it was an old pub. They've reopened and they've added on like a restaurant and a brewery and a garden and all sorts of gorgeous things. And yeah, I've been there to eat, not for the Sunday roast. My sister says it's one of the best Sunday roasts she's ever had out. So
right, and that is Farrington's Mill in Rath Coffee in County Kildare.
Rath Coffee, so it's just kind of out the road from Maynooth. But it's a beautiful place to visit if you've got going out with like a group of you or family or something.
But just mentioning that they did the refurbish of a 200-year-old pub, like that's, even that's going to be stunning to see.
And they also, like most of the, like, well, when it's in season, they have their own farm and they grow loads of vegetables there. They actually have the farm that grows the stuff for Sprout out there as well. So, like, you've got really nice veggies and things that I don't think they shout about enough.
Okay,
so
well,
great, great veggies.
That would sell it for me now. That would sell it for me. So tell me about another place I've never been, even though I love going to Galway City, is McSwiggin's.
Yeah, so McSwiggin's was recommended by my friend Lisa Regan in Galway, and it's very much that sort of old, like almost like a step up from a carvery. So it has that real homely, old school Irish pub feeling. And they've got all the classics there, like they make their own ice cream for dessert. It just, it's kind of that nostalgic idea we have, I think, of going out for a roast. McSwiggin's will kind of nail that.
You also mentioned Farmgate in Lismore in County Waterford. And you've got, of course, a good few Dublin ones mentioned in there, including Caribou and Dublin too. But Ali, your favourite one, tell us about that.
I love Mulligan's, L. Mulligan Grocer in Stony Batter.
Agreed.
And Seanine has just been doing great things for Irish food in a pub for like nearly, God, it must be nearly a 20 years they're there now, because it's a long time. And I think she's been, you know, championing local producers and building her menu around that from the beginning. And it's just, it's always great. And again, I think people love it there. And
love the atmosphere.
I love that you get the Scotch egg for your starter and then you can have the Sunday roast, and they always give you more gravy if you ask for it. And they, I love when somewhere has really nice chicken, and when they have roast chicken on, it's great. When they have, their pork is always fantastic. It's just a lovely, like, the hospitality in there kind of makes it as well, I think.
And Ali, the one thing we were saying as well when we were talking about doing this as a piece, it's like, you know, everyone at home, like a lot of people cooking at home, of course, for Easter Sunday, and that's where they're going to be spending their time. But this is just for future ideas. But it's so nice to be able to go out and, as you say, be served and not worry about the cooking yourself.
And not worry about the dishes, because that's the thing about Sunday roast, isn't it? Like, you think it's going to be really straightforward, but then you actually end up with a little, you know, a pot from this and a pot from that. But like, it's, yeah, it's such a nice thing, I think, to go out for.
Definitely. Ali, give us your handles on social media, please.
It's just at Ali Dunworth.
And food, drink, travel journalist. And you also have the Kitchen Press Substack as well. Thank you so much, Ali. We'll have you on again. Thank you.
Thanks. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Thanks so much, Ali Dunworth there. And she also has the Kitchen Press Substack if you'd like to check that out. Here's a classic for you guys on Weekend Breakfast. Today FM, Boyzone.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM.